100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lauren Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast, one a day until the day I die.com. It's time for the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. The topic this week was power, and we have stories from Tom, Lizzie, Richard, Charlie, Jeffrey, Serendipity, Norval Joe, and Planet Z. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll get back to you.
Hello, night people. Tom here. Well, you know where I am. And tonight's story is called Iroka. Power is overrated. Not the stuff that squirts out of the wall socket to fire up your cell phone. That stuff is way cool. No, I'm talking about the force to direct the will of the masses. Raw, oft-times evil actions whose sole purpose is to show who's on top. A reminder that there are big people and little people. Not talking brownies and fairies. Talking the folk who walk in marble halls. Funny thing is, in the end, even if you've walked in the marble halls, the last marble will reduce your accomplishments to a handful of words. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Power was delivered to the wheels through the Casemont confabulator. The spiral downdraft tube assembly provided the high-octane oxygen to the Belkin civil throat chambers at the side of the main assembly. We took our chances when we cooled and boosted both of the Merry Mount thrust bobbins containing the spindle head valve jacks. We installed a dozen brass, hand-formed Whipple cups for better lubrication, hoping to stabilize redundant lifter spin at high revolutions. The zenith of measurable output came the day we readjusted the key spinners in this flux field, allowing more ribbons of plasma to enter the Merry Mounts. Number 2. Normally I don't talk about my power. My powers. I read minds, heal the sick, see the future, and I make an earth-shaking smoothie. I keep a low profile, having been pestered by friends, relatives, and hangers-on. I exercise my powers inconspicuously and privately. Yesterday, I rode my bicycle past the clinic and cured 11 cases of skin rash and nervous leg. Today, I am buying winning lottery tickets and passing the winnings on to the local Vets Support Dogs Club. Everything is anonymous, but I clip all the news articles and copy the Twitter posts and other social media posts.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com and of the Galactic Battle Base, Space Dust. Just finished my major round of edits on a science fiction book I'm doing right now and should be out, I'd say, in about 6 weeks. So, in the meantime, here's my entry for the weekly challenge number 641 with a prompt of power. Here's my story. Bilbert stood up and set down his butterbeer.
Wow, you're really pretty.
Thanks, Linolia Amanda curtsied in her ballerina princess dress.
Here's your magic wand. It has special power.
Really? Bilbert took the wand and waved it.
Yes, really. Watch this.
She waved her wand at Bilbert and said,
Wingardium Leviosa.
No, don't, Bilbert cried. He knew the only real power the wand had was the power of suggestion. In his case, the suggestion was enough. He knew the meaning of Wingardium Leviosa. Though he fought to remain on the floor, his grocery bag began to lift him up. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week. During the 19th century, the infamous, well, infamous if you happen to be a physicist, War of the Currents raged. An epic battle between Edison's direct current, which he argued was far safer than the alternating current favored by Tesla and championed by Westinghouse. It's really all academic to most of us now. We just plug in and play, and it matters little to us what form our electricity takes. I'm not bothered either. I just crank up the power as high as I can. Because agonized screams and burning flesh don't care if it's AC or DC.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here. Hope you had a wonderful week, and here's my story. Walk forward, don't give up, even when they say you are not worth it. Power, even if they The robot stopped its roaming and blabbering. We all stared at it, expecting it to return to life as unexpectedly as it had started to move and talk. Perhaps if we walk away and come back, it will start again, someone suggested. But the robot didn't move when we all did that, its arms awkwardly stretched back. We shrugged and walked away. The museum was big enough. The robot rotated its head slowly and reprogrammed the data in everyone's chips. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Good morning. Good evening. Good afternoon. Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher, here for week 641 on the topic of power. My story today is called Home Renovations. Frank and Jillian's house already had some years on it when they moved in a decade ago. Now Jillian wanted to update the kitchen. New cabinets and countertops, new floors, maybe an island. Oh, and a higher ceiling. Frank said, "Fine, I'll do it myself." "Really, Frank? What do you know about home repair? Let's just hire a contractor." But Frank insisted he had seen enough house flipping shows to tackle the job himself. He removed the old cabinets, got a friend to help with the heavy lifting, and took down the tiled ceiling. Several electrical wires dropped from the space. "Hey, I wonder if these are connected to power." Frank prodded the bare wire with his screwdriver. Jillian used the life insurance money to hire a reputable contractor to finish the job. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week with another story.
Good morning. It's me, Richard. And I've two stories for you this week on the topic of power. The first is called Knowledge. I've always been told knowledge is power. So I thought I'd try and prove it, and I'm ready to reveal my invention to the world. the first knowledge-powered vehicle. It was surprisingly simple to develop. There was no need to devise exotic new technologies, no messing about with dangerous chemicals or nuclear fuel cells, and the raw materials are all around us. It's essentially a variation of the steam engine, using collected knowledge as combustible fuel. A couple of encyclopedias will get you to work and back, whilst a university library will keep you going for a year or more. And my second story is called Super. I was a latecomer to the Marvel Universe, a minor character written in to fill a gap on a storyboard. By the time they got to me, they were scraping the barrel for new superpowers. All the good ones had already gone to the X-Men, the Hulk, Deadpool, and all the rest of those A-listers. I suppose a minor, unremarkable character doesn't deserve anything particularly special anyway, but I do think they might have made a little more effort for me. But here I am, Dr. Boring. And my superpower? The ability to make paint dry very slowly indeed. Time for me to go. I'll speak to you all next week. Goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Dieting and exercise require a lot of willpower. To eat the right things in the right amounts and not to eat the bad things in any amount at all. Also to find ways to burn those calories. If you don't, then the problem solves itself, doesn't it? You get sick and you die. Sometimes quickly from a heart attack or a stroke. Sometimes slowly from diabetes or some other disease. It doesn't matter, really. When you gotta go, right? I know a guy who died from eating carrots and celery. Never mind that he choked to death.
And there you have it, a whole slate of stories, 100 words long, on the topic of power. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week. And, let's see, what's the next topic? Oh yeah, when the lights went out. You can check out more about the podcast and all sorts of other things at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. We'll be back tomorrow with another individual story, and then more and more and more, and then it'll be Sunday again when we'll have the weekly challenge. Thank you for listening and being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.